Okay, continuing on in our study of Pirkei Avos, coming to the end of Pirkei Avos, we have two Mishnahs of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In some versions, they're actually combined into one Mishnah, but we'll treat them as two distinctive Mishnayos, as indicated by the Huaya Omer that precedes the second Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Min Torah in Derech Eretz, Min Derech Eretz in Torah, Min Chachma in Yira, Min Yira in Chachma, Min Bina in Das, Min Das in Bina, Min Kemach in Torah, Min Torah in Kemach. So, just wanted to focus on the last dyad here. There's obviously plenty to be said about all of them, but just for the sake of being focused, Imin Kemach in Torah obviously means that we live in a world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted our neshamos in a guf that needs to be sustained. That's one of the distinctions between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Haba, Tzadikim Yoshvin, Atar Seyan, Veroshayan, Nenin, Biziva Shechina, in Achila, in Jesia, in Sicha, in Tashma Shamita, in Nilas Asado. It's part of what makes Yom Kippur so fascinating in terms of a transcendent day, Achas Bashana. So that's what we mean. In Kemach, in Torah, it's just not going to be possible. Moshe Rabbeinu miraculously could have it Arba'im Yom V'Arba'im Laila, but there's no paradigm in terms of how we live our lives. Yes, Kafi Darkei Shel Torah. But again, there has to be something. On the other hand, Yimein Torah and Kamach has nothing to do with that, right? So Yimein Torah and Kamach is making a value statement, as the Bar Tanura, preceded by Rabbeinu Yonah, formulated it, that if a person doesn't have Torah, so in Kamach doesn't mean that there won't be Kamach, but what's the use? Right? Well, what's the value of having Kemach? A world in which there's physicality for its own sake, there's material engagement for its own sake. It is not a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could possibly have thought significant enough to exist. You go back to the beginning of Avos, Shlosh Hadvarim Olam Kayim, Olam Omed, not Olam Kayim, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world so that these dimensions would come into reality. Service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, altruism, self-sacrifice, Gemilas Chasadim. So if a person doesn't have Torah, if there's no Torah in the world, so of what use is the most advanced economy? You know, people could be flying to the moon and to Mars and doing things that in a technical sense are impressive, but morally speaking are vacuous. There's no true significance to it. So that's number one. Number two, previously we saw, right, the idea of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, if I remember correctly, right, we say Chachmaso miskayam islamahu doma liilan shanafav merubam vishorashav mulatin v'aruach ba v'okarta v'ofachtu alpanav shenemar v'yakar ar barvar arava v'lo yira ki avuto v'shachan chareri v'amidbar eretz malecha v'lo teshev v'lo kol shemasav merubin v'chachmaso l'mahu doma liilan shanafav mulatin v'shorashav merubin Shafilo Kalarucho Sheva Olam Bo is Finosho's bow in Mizizan Osam in Mikomo Shinemar Hayanke Chaso Mayim Value Value Shalach Sharasha Velo Yirak Yavochom Vaya Leu Ranan Vishnas Batsoris Lo Yedag Velo Yamish Miasos Peri. So we have much, much more here than just Chachmasam Biskayemes. But what we have is an image, which I think is very significant, right? Of a mass of Mirubin Bechachmaso. That a person in Mezizan Osom in Komo, you have the impression of a principled person who is not dislodged, who is not somehow moved from the principles upon which their position rests. And not only that, but without a sense of fear or panic, right, v'lo yira ki avuchom v'shnas basaris lo yidag v'lo yamish miyasos peri. The image that that I have the impression of here was deep, deep stability, right? Sharash of Merubin, but not just stability in the sense of ideological stability, that they're not changing their positions or what have you, but right, I would say emotional and psychological stability. And that this person, despite the fact that the world, you could have afilu kol ruchu sheba olam, the world can often be a very tempestuous place, a very disorienting place. And with this person is totally solid. And from the standpoint of religious experience, that this person is rooted, their sense of etzadik bemunaso yichya, that's the distillation of the Tariq mitzvahs. That's what I have here, right? A sense of a person who's so deeply rooted. And this is a part of a person's spiritual development. It's part of the she'ifa of an Eved Hashem, is to try to get to that kind of a place where, people have all kinds of hyperbolic reactions to trivial things. And there are people who, understandably have dramatic reactions to dramatic events, which is understandable. But this person is so deeply rooted in their Avodas Hashem that no matter what is going on, there's a sense of total, that's tranquility in an antiseptic, dispassionate sense, but lehefech, because of this person's priorities and what they stand for, so they're not going to be dislodged, they're not going to be moved off of what their priorities are.